Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Every single week, we ask a local leader or pastor to come in, bang smack in the middle of the week, in the hope to inspire us. Today is no different. We've got the pleasure of having Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist on the phone with us. Rob, how are you going?
I'm great, thanks, guys. Hi, Beck. Hi, Jazeel. Good to talk again.
Now, you are, you know, teaming up a little bit with 98.5 for Lent. It is Ash Wednesday today, and you were doing something called Easter Hope for the Future. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, it's a 40-day calendar with a devotional for each day of Lent. We're following the Protestant format. I mean, many church traditions follow Lent, but the format that we're following has Sundays in it, but they don't count as part of the 40 days. So that's why we're beginning today and looking forward to it. And it's a nice little devotional thought to click onto every day and give you some encouragement for the day and also just to help you reflect and prepare for Easter.
That's awesome. Like we said, 98five.com, you can go check that out. But what have you been thinking today?
Well, I've been thinking about hope, which is the theme for the calendar, and in specifically the hope of heaven. It occurs to me, guys, that over the last couple of years, it feels like we've been swimming through a fog, don't you reckon?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
So much, the constant changing going on in our state and country and the world. And sometimes, in the middle of all of that fog, it's really hard to see the shore. So what I'm hoping to do, pun intended, I guess, is that through the calendar, is encourage people with the fact that we have hope. And I mean, hope is something that you at 98.5 talk a lot about. And I just thought it would be great to reflect on the wonderful hope of heaven that we've got before us. We can have hope in this life, and there's also hope in the future as well.
Oh, there's so many questions around heaven as well. You know,
I mean, well, I want to, yeah, go on.
I mean, a lot of people, and this, I meet so many people, and they're always like, you know, what about animals? Are there animals in heaven?
Well, Rob, are there animals in heaven?
You'll have to read the calendar to find out, but we are going to address that question.
Oh, really?
People have a lot of questions about heaven. What is it like? Will there be pets in heaven? And we'll have a good discussion about that. Probably what I need to say, I don't want to upset half your listeners, I'm pretty sure cats won't be in heaven.
But fine words.
Team dog. Hashtag team dog. You.
But that's one of the questions we're going to look at. We're going to look at other questions as well. For example, are we going to eat and drink in heaven? People ask these questions. They're genuine questions. Who is going to heaven? But I think also the most important question of all is, can I know for certain that I'm going to heaven? Now, we're not going to look at all these questions in the first week. It's a 40-day devotional calendar. But we are going to look at those questions along the way and other questions that people ask as well.
So what would you say to someone driving home right now? You've mentioned heaven. You've mentioned the word hope. Can you tie it all together for us? What is our hope right now?
Our hope is that we were created by a loving God in his image, and he has given us a marvelous invitation. I love this thought, to dance with him as our creator, to dance with him in relationship. And he can give us the best life now. And that's a down payment on the fact that one day we're going to have the really best life when we move from this one to the next. There is hope. So if you feel like you're swimming through a fog today, your creator loves you. He has a great, hopeful life plan for you, and he's got a marvelous future in store as well.
Brilliant. That is some good motivation to get us through the rest of the week. Thank you so much, Pastor Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist.
And remember, family, if you want to go check out the calendar, it is up online, 98five.com. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98five.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.